When we talk about how this relates to the Pumpkin Eater, I think we also should look at maybe the POV and the children themselves, because unlike the Pumpkin Eater, the children are a larger part of this book. They're named, they have their own stories, and sometimes the story is from their point of view. They're interacting with their partners away from Eleanor. Eleanor is out of the book at many points, unlike the Pumpkin Eater, which is entirely within her. How does that change add to this growing autobiographical story that Penelope Mortar is painting in these books?
Yeah, I think what is captured in the Pumpkin Eater, and I don't have any children, but it does seem to capture that total overwhelming stage when, like, the looking after children is exhausting and overwhelming and all that you can think about, and you sort of can feel your life being subsumed by them, particularly when she has potentially dozens of children, who knows. Whereas this, I guess, captures more the stage when their children are independent for the most part. Her marriage has obviously just fallen apart, and so she's quite untethered from a way, so that, you know, she doesn't need to be the focal point all the time, because the family don't look at her as the focal point of their lives all the time in the way that they used to. So who knows what she's doing in the times when we go to the other people involved. I particularly like when we go to the generation above as well, when we go to her mother and to her ex-mother-in-law and see how they connect, but also live independent lives, but taking what they can get from those relationships.
I love the way this book incorporates the wider family, like the multi-generations. Mm-hmm. And Pumpkin Eater does show the parents, but it's in this much more almost... I mean, both of these books exist within a generally patriarchal world, mm-hmm. but in that one, it's about giving away the daughter, whereas the in-laws here, the grandparent tier, are kind of just part of the family in a different manner. They exist as like a mode that the children and that Eleanor kind of inhabit even when they're not around, which is very, I think, like, that's very relatable to me. I often feel myself being like, wow, I was so much like Grammy in that moment. Like, my mom and I will talk that way. So yeah, it captures a like family in this much more... No, this book is cuddly. That was my I was kind of shocked going from the Pumpkin Eater to this. I don't think I would have known that this was the same writer.
Interesting. Because, yeah, I mean, I think of it as being quite, you know, it is an enjoyable read, but I do think of it as being quite dark, darkly funny and things. And, you know, it's,
yes,
there's no,
yes.
Yeah, it's not like a, you know, happy ending sort of romance story, obviously. Yeah, I think it's also so of its time in a way that's really interesting to see how the different generations behave, because divorce had become so much more common, so much more accessible. I wrote a little bit about that in my afterword, about how divorce laws were changing at the time in the UK. So for the parents' generation, it was like, yeah, men have affairs sometimes, that's fine, deal with it, just move on. Whereas, yeah, this is the first generation really where, well, A, people might not accept that, and B, the law was sort of catching up with that, where you didn't have to prove fault in the same way. And that had shifted throughout the 20th century. Like, it was a big shift in the 1930s, particularly around when women could file for divorce or petition for divorce. Previously, there were some quite elaborate number of things that a man would have to do before it would become possible, whereas if the woman had an affair, that would make it much more possible. And then there was a whole new set of laws in the 1970s that made it even more possible. And yeah, I guess partly this novel is responding to the culture shock that had for some people at the time. Although I do think it's interesting that, given that it is at the time quite a shocking concept, there's relatively little like moral anxiety in Eleanor's mind. It's much more about practicalities and emotional links with different people and what life looks like now and who gets the furniture and all that sort of thing, rather than being anxious about divorce as a subject, which I think is a really interesting way to sort of plunge into it.